My name is Kevin Reeves, and I'll try to just try to figure out how to gather my thoughts so that I don't go a million years and then people throw things at me. But this has been a really weird 2019, 2020, 2021. It's been very odd for me, strange. So first of all, I didn't necessarily grow up in the church, but I grew up around it. And my problem when I was a kid was, I could do this Jesus thing, but I like rock and roll, and that's a problem. Church music is boring. And I like guitars and loud things and obnoxious, bangy, clangy things. And I realized, whoa, wait a minute, there's churches where people are doing guitars and loud, bangy, clangy things? Okay, I think I can make this work. So I then learned, you know, in high school, I then learned that, you know, the whole worship music thing and, you know, through part of college, I got really into that and learning worship leading and vineyard worship stuff. And we also, you know, we all weathered the days of the real dated, you know, shine, Jesus, shine. We all weathered that era pretty well, I think. I was part of it. So, but I got into like the vineyard worship and the, you know, all this new music and I was like, wow, this is really cool. Then I went to college and I always wanted to be a songwriter, but then I realized, wow, I'm not very good at this. And then I've met a bunch of people who could outwrite me. They could write me under the table. They could express me under the table. And it made me mad. And so I left the church. I just kind of snapped and went, I want to make music. And I had a contentious relationship with Christian music to begin with. Because there's a lot of things I have problem with, and I'll get into, but I kind of snapped and left the church, and then I was like, I'm going to go do music, and I went to Nashville for 5 years, and what did I end up doing while I was in Nashville? Working on everybody's Christian music projects. That's all I ever did for, like, backing vocals and keyboards, and this Christian guy, I was running away from Christian music, and everybody kept coming to me for their Christian projects. Stop it. So, I guess you can't escape, right? But anyway, so that's all I was doing is a bunch of CCM projects down there and met a ton of CCM people. Confession time, I hate the music business. I think it's very disingenuous and unkind, and that was always a contentious problem that I had. So I kind of got burned out on all the music thing, and it was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And 7-8 years went by. Released a couple records online and to like zero fanfare. So I was kind of like, well, maybe I'm just washed up and done with this. And I just kind of, you know, and then just this downward depression starts happening because you see the thing that you love. And I do the dueling pianos thing and worked in bars and kind of work in hospitality, as I call it, you know, like just food and liquor sales as a musician. And that's just kind of what I did. And but none of it was pleasurable. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. I really didn't care. And then the depression got worse and worse and worse. Fast forward to 2019, I had a neurological illness that knocked me completely out of music. I couldn't play, sing, talk very well. I kind of couldn't hardly walk. So I thought, now I'm really washed up. So I was like 8 months of not being able to do that. Then I decided in late 2020, to make a change. I moved back up north to northern Michigan to be with my parents and just kind of heal my mental health because I was really low. Then COVID hit. Now I'm isolated again. Now COVID was unkind to everyone, so this is not a woe is me. COVID hit. And let's just say that the low got even worse. Like really, really bad to the point where now I'm like using a bunch of substances all day, every day, 8 months straight. And because if I didn't, I hated everything. I was just angry, hated everything. And then last February, I get this call. Another church. Great. So I get this call, and it's like, hey, it's somebody I've known for 20 years, somebody I dearly loved. And she was like, our keyboard player has COVID. She's going to be okay, but we need somebody to fill in, and we know what you can do. And I'm thinking in my head, I hate everything. I hate music. I want to sell everything. I can't deal with this. If you can deal with all my baggage, I'm in. And they were really kind. And plus, having not played in front of people for a year because of my neurological illness, now I'm like, I can hardly really learn songs quickly. Plus, I don't know any of this new music. None of it. I've been out of the church in 20 years. You know, it's like being in a cover band with a guy that's like, I've never heard the Beatles, but I'll play whatever you want. You just kind of throw it my way. But, you know, I'm panicky because I've not played in front of people because of my illness. And she just started taking it really slow. Like, can you learn one song? Can you learn a verse and a chorus of this one? Can you play piano? Now, remember, I'm using substances, so I'm loaded while I'm learning all this stuff, right? And so I'm like, I'm not loaded when I'm showing up to church for the gig, for the, you know, the rehearsal and the service, because I'm professional. I take what I do seriously. I take her space seriously. Everything else, whatever. And while I'm doing this, I'm communicating to her how much I hate everything. And I can't stand any of this. Like, none of this. I just, whatever, you know. I'm washed up. This music business sucks. I'm old. And music hates me. And she kind of was like, you know, there's this mental health program that's amazing. And she got me hooked up with these people. And I spent 10 days. I had to emotionally detox from marijuana and all these awesome substances that I was dealing with. And I was kind of like, I was at the point I was so low that I'm like, I wonder where I'd get black market Norco. I bet I could find some. That's when you know you have a problem, folks. And so I never did, but I was wondering. And so when she said there was this mental health program, I was like, I'm in. Whatever I got to do, I'll do a cartwheel on the third waxing waning of the moon on the third day of the third Tuesday of every month that rhymes with February. Whatever, I'll do it. Whatever, I'll do it. And so they said, you got to give up cannabis. Okay, I'm in. Whatever, let's go. And so I detoxed from all of it, and I spent 10 days in mindfulness and in learning about myself and learning about all these things and slowly rebuilding my life. And then I realized, after having detoxed from everything, wow, I like playing keyboards again. Wow, I like worship music again. Now, I didn't know any of these songs, so I'm like learning all these. I didn't know what Elevation was. You know, I'd gone from Shine Jesus Shine, right? So I'm learning all these things, and I'm relearning what it means to be in a relationship with the Lord. Now, this is like kindergarten still, like learning again how this works. Because I'd forgotten how it all works. And there's a part of me that's still uncomfortable with some of this because I'm so still new at it. And I'm, you know, trying to figure it all out again. But I'm having this childlike thing, like, you know, I'm still having the childlike thing when it comes to music. I stepped into Elizabeth's office yesterday and CSG was going, and I went, ooh, I know this one. You know, it was Graves into Gardens. I'd just done that a couple weeks ago. So there's like, you know, this childlike thing where like, oh, I know this one, you know. But I'm really kind of figuring out that I'm like this train wreck in recovery, right? So, and I'm just trying to show up and make myself available. And that's really all I can do. I can't offer much. I don't have a lot of street cred with music. I do what I do. I play keyboards, I sing, I make things happen that need to happen where I'm at, and I just try to like show up, and that's all I can offer him at this moment. And I'm, like I said, I'm still learning. I have friends of mine that are still reminding me of things. Remember, you've got to remember what the Bible says about this. Oh yeah, you're right, I forgot, that's right. So it's all about relearning how to ride a bike. Some of it you do forget, unfortunately. So I'm still really kind of new and shaky at a lot of things, but I'm really trying. And so it's not necessarily like this amazing testimony where you're like, I'm on this high mountaintop and doing all these great things and things are great. I mean, things are great, but I'm this kind of broken vessel, this train wreck in recovery, and I'm figuring it out. And I appreciate Eric. This is like the first kind of thing where I've stepped out of the church that I was in to come and do something for people. And I've really, really enjoyed it. I think it's fantastic. I think what you guys are doing here are great. And so I'm just trying to show up and make myself available. And that's like I'm the little drummer boy, right? I can just show up and play pa-rum-pa-pum-pum if you want. And I think that's what he wants. I have been called back into the business and in the ministry in some way. I haven't figured it out. I don't know. But I'm trying to figure this out. And I just, you know, walk alongside people and love on people and play music. And we just kind of see where it goes. And I know it's really like sounds non-committal, but it's not. It's just that I am where I am, and I'm blooming where I'm planted. I'm trying anyway. So I'm just a train wreck in recovery. We're all just trying to figure this out and play music and worship God and bring people into a place. And that's where I'm at, and I really appreciate it. So thank you guys very much.